Hi, and welcome to another episode of DJ and BJJ, actually episode 20. Thank you all for listening, and we're all welcome. Now, did you like that change? And here I am, Irish Mike, with my co-host.
Ken.
See? I was expecting something magnanimous now after surprising you with this intro.
Well, I love the new intro, mate, but I'm going back to the classics for episode 20, going back to the deadpan.
I do like it.
Introduction to avoid... avoid that pre-recording anxiety, wondering what voice I'm going to put on. But I wanted to start actually by addressing the elephant, or perhaps massive vagina, in the room for those
not me,
those of the listeners that are also not our pending guest either, actually. But those of you that are members of the WhatsApp chat, there's like a WhatsApp chat that you can join through the
link in the bio,
Instagram page, in the bio, the Spotify and stuff. But yeah, at 5 a.m. on a Saturday recently, there was
someone joined.
Some random joined posted this. As I said, a gigantic close up of a woman bending over, and then left the chat promptly. And so apologies to everyone that.
If it's not your cup of tea, we didn't.
That isn't like usual programming. As Luke said, well, that changed the tone. But yeah, I don't think we've actually taken it down. So if you're curious about what we're talking about, just go and scroll up.
If you're perverted, yeah.
Yeah, and if you're
It'll save your WhatsApps.
So. If any of you filthy perverts actually click through the link to see what was on the other side, please
let us know.
Please, can you send us photo evidence just so that we're confident that we made the right choice, not going through that link. But
that was the first time in a WhatsApp chat. I got it, and I was actually surprised. Usually, all that dirty filth comes through all your mates, like. that you have to delete straight away out of your photos.
I didn't expect that from the DGen chat. I saw the thumbnail and I was like, who the fuck has put this? I was actually at one of the old gyms I trained at. We had like a group, at the time it was like a Facebook group chat for everyone to put gym messages in, and it wasn't even like a spam thing once. Like one of the gym members, I think, thought it would be a good idea to post this like video that was just like loads of chicks flashing.
Right.
And like the coach was like, what the fuck are you doing, mate?
I thought it'd be funny.
You know, like you said, you think you thought it was like one of the lads' chats, but it's like you got all the members of the gym in there, and it's like, oh, this place paints a fucking terrible picture of what type of people are in this chat. But yeah, just to be very clear, this wasn't us. This was not our doing. So from one elephant in the room to another, obviously we thought we were going to have a guest today.
Yeah.
Mr. Joseph Mock from
Ex-Marshall,
our brand deal that we've got going on. But yeah, we were booked in for what, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Secretary Mark had...
Still nothing in the... we're dealing with a guy, Dean. He's actually a very silent guy, true. So he's kind of an intermediary between the two. But
yeah.
He was booked on for 7 today, but we don't know what happened. So we won't be having the guest today, in case I know in the chat we had alluded to, because it was only a couple of hours ago we were sure we were going to have him. And
yeah, it was confirmed. But as we should know in life, nothing is certain until it's like in your grasp. So,
and just on the other ex-marital stuff, if you've been trying to use the the 10% off, and you haven't been successful, it's because true to form, I didn't put the right code in. So 16 people have logged in for it, probably trying to use the code, and it's probably worked. That's all fixed now. So use code DGN10 and click the link, and it should bring you in and give you your 10% off.
Yeah,
now.
If you go to the cart and it's DGNBJJPod in capitals.
No, I've changed it to DGN10.
Oh, have you? Yeah, you've changed it.
Yeah.
Now you've gone through and changed it to DGN10, so it all works now.
Yeah, it should do.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Right. Well, and it also, it does give you the discount on top of it. Look, they do a lot of daily discounts, so like 60% and stuff like that. It gives you the discount on top of that. So it's like, look, you get a rash guard for like, what, 20 bucks or something.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to be honest now, right? Because he's not here and he didn't come on. And I'm feeling a little bit jaded, and also feel a bit jaded that if you just go on at any time, they're generally given 15 to 20% off most of their stuff anyway. So, I mean, don't use the code DJ10 unless it gives you an extra thing.
No, it does. The code gives you it on top. I checked it today.
All right.
I checked it when I was checking that it works. Cause
more truth to form. Just about to shit.
Yeah, what we thought was that it was like just a kind of shilling deal to get people to like effectively give them free advertising.
Yeah.
But it turns out we were retards and we had the code wrong. So we were like, oh, the code's not working on top of their existing discount. to be honest, mate, I just took your word for it. So that, that fault's on me.
Yeah. I was at the forefront of it. So I'll take full responsibility.
But yeah, so
use code DGEN10 and click the link in the link tree on the Instagram and it should get you your 10% off. And here, we need the money, lads. Okay? So start buying the gear, yeah?
Yeah.
Start buying the gear. Yeah, I want to see more ex-martial stuff in the fucking around on the social media, yeah? And DGEN Pod posted up with it as well. So actually, just to go straight into it now, right? I'm going to do a post Friday or Saturday and we're going to give away these rash guards that we have and the sets that we have. So, you'll just follow the post, right? It'll be something like a share it to 3 people and tag ex-martial and tag ourselves, okay? The details will be in the post, but I'm going to do it this week.
We're going to do it on the weekend. Yeah. The long-awaited
so 20th episode
giveaway. So we'll put the details in the post, but keep your eyes peeled for that and engage with it. But yeah, we do need the money, as Mark says.
We need the money, look.
Yeah, so please do buy some stuff from ex-martial. Let us know what you get on. As mentioned, we were going to have the interview today. That might still happen. You know, the pod track is still connected to Skype, so it might be that we have to break the usual kind of
flow
rhythm,
of things,
jump into the interview and then continue with a bit afterwards. But if that doesn't happen, you'll just get a usual helping of...
I feel stood up, like, you know what I mean?
Me and Mark. Yeah, it might be a bit of a quick one, because I think me and Mark are both feeling a bit jaded.
It's
been a while since I think either of us have been stood up.
it's actually soul destroying. I feel like I want to go in and just make shit of them like a bad jaded missus would do. But I'll leave it for another day.
Yeah, we'll see what the reply comes back. We might get him on it another time, and if not, then you know we can go in at that point. But still, buy the shit, mate.
Buy the stuff.
We need the money, guys.
We need the money. Come on.
Yeah. That's the things, the elephants that I wanted to talk about. So should we jump into the
Poke the bear now?
should we jump into the Surrey Open? Obviously that's where we left it on the last one. You were eagerly awaiting your weekend of competition, so I take it away, Mark. How'd it go?
So most of the people know first round loss, which means I was out of the competition, faced the guy who I had gone against as a white belt. I lost him. He cross-collared me and finished submitting me.
As a white belt, right?
As a white belt, yeah. So it was probably over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I'd have to double check. Ryan is his name. Actually, sound geezer. Lot of energy when he wins. it's very good for people to see.
He's going wild, man. He had a lot of people there with him as well, to be fair. It was
he was a nice guy. I felt, in the standing, I felt I was strong, but my takedowns were dirt takedown attempts looking back on it, you know. He was very good at keeping his weight on top of me. I probably should have snapped him down, thinking back of it, because he was keeping his legs back. He was leaned into me, and I was underneath him, so he couldn't kind of control me. But kind of tried for a shitty single leg where I grabbed more or less by the knee. He landed up taking me down anyway when we reset.
And that was it, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just
two points, and it.
Yeah, it was just kind of him trying to. He did get my back just as the bell went, but there was no points in it.
No hooks in it.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I can take away, like I actually was practicing closed guard stuff because I was afraid I was going to land up there beforehand. Did land up there, couldn't escape it. I was trying to do an escape or keep my arm straight, but he broke my posture, and. Fair play team. He went through everyone else. His next one, he submitted your man.
That's what I mean. He blitzed for. I know it's always like a kind of it's like a consolation prize, like a wooden spoon. Like, you were out in the first round, but the guy that he only beat you by 2 points, and then he destroyed the entire rest of the division. So.
Yeah, I mean, he submitted. He finished all the rest of his matches.
You look solid as well, man. You know, in terms of like, you didn't ever look in trouble as far as I was concerned. So
I think the fitness is a big thing, and the coach Dom had asked me. He said, "Did you do your sprints?" And, like, I'm not one to lie, so I was just like, no. And I said that line where, you know, sometimes don't prepare, then mediocrely prepare. Yeah. So next competition, I'm going to look at a big, I'm going to give it a right go, because it's funny, like, hindsight is 20/20, like, but you feel like shit when you're losing the first match and you know you didn't do it all. And even though I know I don't always do it all, you still think, I should have fucking done it.
Yeah, what if I had?
Yeah, but when you win, you wouldn't be saying that. So it's, who gives a fuck, really, you know? I just feel like a little bitch. I haven't trained all this week then either as well. Which
that's what I was going to say. It made you want to train more, but how did that transfer to this week's?
Yeah, so I just wanted, my ankle is actually fucking, I don't know, tendons or something in front is actually sore again. So I was like, do you know what, I'll give it a break. And then Wednesday, yesterday I was going to train, but I'll definitely do no-gi Saturday. I'll see. I just fucking, just fell out of love with it. Got blue belt blues for a week, yeah, like, you know what I mean? And
after a poor comp performance.
So. After work stuff as well. But Tom Lucas, is, same thing, out in the first round as well.
Yeah, that was disappointing in a sense, because like from where, and we'll talk about the Surrey Open in a bit more generally in a bit, but with that match I was watching it, and because you were the other side of the mats, yeah, at that point, weren't you? I think it was just after yours,
or
a little bit after yours.
While
your bracket was still running,
and
he got the sweep, right? So it's like from half guard, he got the sweep, got the 2 points, came on top. And because, and I'll talk about this more in a minute, it was one of my frustrations with the Surrey Open, which overall was a well-run day, but he went kind of behind the scoreboard, and because of where you're stood, like the athletes are behind there, like you can't really see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the ref like called stop and stood him up, and I was like, oh, he must have got like, because he was on top. I thought he was like passing or maybe going for some sort of like maybe getting reset, but then it turned out that like he'd been caught with something from the bottom. So I still to this day I don't know if you spoke to him after. I don't actually know what it was, whether it was a collar choke or whether
he did tell me, but I forgot,
whether the guy caught an arm or something. I don't know, but obviously James from Matt House as well had
James. He was going well. He was kind of holding him off with the points and stuff, and he landed up getting an iron barrel, I think.
Yeah, not a fantastic day for... And then, yeah, obviously we thought Charlie would be competing, but he didn't in the end, so...
Shout out to Charlie as well, because I don't know if it's common knowledge or not, but I know he's focusing on MMA, and I know he listens, so, like, you will be missed, man, so come around as much as you can.
That's sad news to get through you, but obviously when a training partner moves on, but obviously he's got to
focus. Especially if a fella gives you good looks, like.
Yeah, yeah, someone that's a fucking savage, and you know you're always going to get a good go with him. But obviously, like we've said before, it's that you got to get out what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get out what you're looking for from it, and if you're looking to focus on MMA, Jiu-Jitsu gym's probably not going to scratch that itch. So, fair play to him, all the best to him, and if he has a fight coming up, I'm sure he'll put it on his social media and we'll reshare it for everyone to kind of.
I've said it to him, we'll rock on and watch it anyway. Like, you know what I mean?
Come along.
He's a sound geezer, like.
But yeah, so.
Paddy then.
Yeah, I was going to say, got an honourable mention to ex Matt House member Paddy, who hopefully will be on next week if he doesn't stand us up as well. I've got no faith in any of the guests turning up now. I'm once bitten, twice shy. So Paddy. Fucking, as we've mentioned many times, some legend. He got gold with two wins and looked very solid. Very much playing to his strength throughout. It was nice to see. Paddy Daly on Instagram. He's put up plenty of videos, guys. I'm not going to do a breakdown of his matches, but some good work by him. Showed a lot of heart and also, you know, some good awareness and a lot of improvement since he's been a blue belt. So that's enough to ask us in of him.
Yeah, I wish I could do the same.
You're doing grand. But I think, like, yeah, you know, Dom's made quite a few comments to me about it. And obviously he spoke to you about the sprints. I think one of the big learnings there was out of the, Paddy does his off-the-mat work, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, out of the lads that were competing that do the off-the-mat work, the results were more forthright than for those who don't. So, I think, you know, Tom took some lessons away from it, and I...
I think we all do. Well, if you're not learning from your losses, I mean, what the fuck are you at, you know? And it's a cliche thing to say, though, I learned from my losses.
Yeah, you win or you lose. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You win or you learn. No, you don't. You win or you lose. You learn all the time.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're learning every day.
Come on, don't. Those cliches.
Those jiu-jitsu cliches. But hopefully this foot won't fucking... will fix itself up again. It's kind of something that just comes and goes, and I'll get back into it. And I'm going to start trying to get... Maybe I'll start doing one a week or something. Do you know, jogging once a week or something like that? Or I might, maybe if you're doing something on a Saturday morning or something, I might tear off with you.
Yeah, we'll see. Because just for those that aren't Matt House members, they're just changing up the schedule at Matt House now, so you're going to have a double option on Saturdays, which will be nice, but
yeah,
you're doing sprints into a double.
Might be a bit
of a recipe for kind of burnout or injury, but yeah, we'll think about it. Like Dom said that for the next big tournament we're going to do, if people are up for it, he's going to run a proper camp, so you know, I'm keen for that. So guys that listen to Matt House and want to compete, please do express the interest, because if the interest isn't there, he won't take the time out of his day, which is very valid. You know, he's got a life like all of us, the same reason. And
I think it's something that could be said to people that aren't from Matt House as well. Like, if you're planning on doing well in the competition, you should build a little camp around around before your competition, just, you know, for yourself even. Like,
yeah, and I think camp makes it sound a little bit too formal, but like,
it makes it sound like we're professionals as well. Like, maybe it's a bit, but like, just get that fitness up a bit beforehand, you know, do a little bit of extra.
Do a bit more than you would when you're just coming to jiu-jitsu for like pure relaxation / hobbyist reasons, hey? But yeah, I mean, out of that poll that you put the poll up on Spotify, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do you want to compete? I had a quick look at it today, and at the most of the results, it's like, yes, I do compete. I don't think there were any no's, and the other ones were like, no, but I'd like to. So, like, you know, everyone expresses this interest in competition, so, you know, yeah, please do. If you're a Matt House member, I know a lot of the listeners are. If you're keen, please do express that interest, because we want to get the comp classes going again, and I think a lot of you need it, as this weekend proved.
And, yeah, especially myself, but... Yeah, so moving on from that, what else are we talking about today, Ken?
So I was going to just round out on, like, just Surrey Open overall, like I did on kind of Europeans and like I did on BJJ 24/7, just because, like...
We have to give them their own shout.
We have to give the competitions their own shout. Like, obviously, Surrey Open's been running bloody ages. Like, I didn't realise how...
I'll be honest, like, I really loved the timekeeping of it. They were really quick and got people on, got people off.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Out of all the kind of
most organised,
smaller tournaments that I've been to or done, this was like one of the best run in terms of like making sure that people were kind of on the mats at the right time.
Yeah.
That said, unfortunately, I think there were some issues with Smooth Comp and it wasn't running correctly on there.
Yeah.
But all the stuff on their actual website, which or on their Instagram or whatever, was running. It was running to that time, so that was good. Be amiss if I didn't mention it. The only frustrating thing for me was the way that the mats were set up. Was obviously they had the kind of barricades around the mats, which I get that you need, but
I think it's because the space was so small. There was bleachers at one side, so they couldn't put people at both sides.
Yeah, they couldn't. You see, with the barricades, you couldn't get all the way around the mats. So if you think
it was
about
an L.
You think about a rectangle, and you've just got like one side and the bottom.
Yeah, you just have the L of it.
Like, and so, like, if people were on the odd number mats, I think it was, or the even number mats at the far side.
It's the odd, yeah, because I was on mat 3, so.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're on 1, 3, 5 or 7.
Yeah.
Or 1, 3, 5. Yeah, 1, 3 or 5.
Yeah.
You were, yeah.
I think you're right, yeah. Good odd counting, Mike.
good for something.
But yeah.
Not jiu-jitsu.
So yeah, if you were on those far mats, that was a little bit tougher to see, and, you know, especially if, like, the ref or, you know, got in the way or whatever, you know, the ref or the other competitors were stood up, like they were doing the decision. It was like you literally couldn't see the back mats.
Yeah.
But
very well run for time and stuff like that, and getting people out. And
yeah.
I mean, for a small space, it was done well.
Yeah, they did what they could with the space.
Yeah.
Hey, like the warm-up mats were right behind the scales, which also worked as the bullpen as well. So it was kind of like a bit hectic, and I'd like... You know, I think if I'd have been competing, I'd have been stressing out my mind about not being able to warm up properly.
I was fair stressed. You've seen me before.
Was that just at the not being able to warm up, or just at the idea of competing again?
It was just like, just because it had been a while, and fucking hell, man. Like, I was just like, fucking... But the very minute I went in behind to step on the mat, it all left. Do you know what I mean? It was no bother, like... But like I had,
because you came to the mat, you were competing.
I went, no bother.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's just the waiting, you know, and then watching other people rolling and stuff like that, you know, it kind of fires you up because you want to do it, but then at the same time you're nervous because you know you're going to go at it.
Yeah.
I'd say if I was actually fighting, getting punched in the face or something, I'd be out the door and in the car. You wouldn't even see me waiting in the bed. I'd have to walk straight in with blinkers on.
I remember from like the couple of boxing events that I did. Like, it's different. Like, yeah. Luke talked about it as well. I think, or Squish, one of the two of them. It's like It's a different sort of adrenaline dump you get.
I'd be terrified.
But still, like, you know,
once you step in the ring, then you're mad for a bang.
I thought I'd be fine doing jiu-jitsu because of the boxing, but like that first tournament we did, I was like, after my first match, I could barely close my hands because of the adrenaline dump. So it's still like, yeah, you know, it's still fucking, you know, like you say, you're watching everyone else going ballistic and you're like, it's going to be me in a minute.
I give a shout out to Jimmy, because he took the video, but he also took two pictures of me afterwards. It's me just looking out in the mat with the most sullen look on my face, like I'm going to kill everyone, and I'm so disappointed.
Have you shared those?
Yeah, I put it on, because I did a post on my own page saying I'm going to find out if I'm a player or an NPC, you know, because going up against this guy. And I said, well, it turns out I'm an NPC, and I put that picture up.
That's hilarious.
I might share it as a behind picture for the episode, for today's episode, just for people that haven't seen the DJ and DJJ
part. Nice, it's definitely put up. It's funny, yeah. You ready, or like wanting to get back at it relatively soon?
Soon, yeah. I've holidayed on 3 weeks, but I'm planning on training while I'm on holidays. And I mean,
relatively consistently?
I'm going to try and do at least 3 days while I'm there. Because they have a morning class. It's a Verdun gym. I think it's for decent.
Yeah, actually, because we'll have Paddy on next week, and then you're off on holidays, and we'll probably take a break that week. Sorry, guys, in advance. That might be worth actually segueing into fill some of this dead time from this abandoned interview episode. So, so you're going where?
Grand Canaries. So it's
going back to the Canaries.
Yeah, it's called Puerto Rico, not the fancy one, the one in Grand Canary, yeah. But so it's a Verdun gym, so it's a Fabrizio Verdun gym.
You say you think it's his brother that either runs it or...
No, I fucked up there. I double checked that. Yeah, it just looked like some massive hulk of a human.
At least you've double checked it by now. So like when I ask, you can be like, no, that was wrong, rather than like us another ball of lies that we've got.
I don't tell lies, I just misinform people because I don't do my enough research.
Yeah, they're unintentional lies, guys. They're not intentional lies.
I don't ever tell lies.
No, but
we can't just pause there.
Yeah,
I fucking don't.
I was like, all right.
But anyway,
moving swiftly on. Have you already reached out to him? Or are you going to do it closer?
Yeah,
I've
done like you said. Like,
in advance. It's more than I've ever done.
I told him like when I'd be coming over, and I'm using Google Translate, like you said as well. And
I didn't say that. I said to learn Spanish, but this was the best middle option.
And I asked him like, is it gi or no gi? And they're like, yeah, come along. And I'm like, yeah, is it gi or no gi? And they're like, I said, I've trained in Carleco. So I said, the Spanish won't be a problem. Like, it wasn't a problem last night. And they go, it never is. And I'm like, is it fucking gi or no? I still don't know. So I'm going to bring a gi with me anyway.
So obviously you've seen the gym on social media.
Both, you see. But I don't know what time the 9 o'clock class is, which is the only one I'm going to do.
They got a timetable?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't say on the timetable.
It just says grappling or something like that. It's so vague.
Really? Oh, I'd have thought if it just says that, it'd probably be no gi.
They have gi as well, so I don't know. I'll have to have a look.
Anyway. Yeah, we'll have a look at the time.
I'm explaining badly again.
See if we can figure it out. But yeah, brilliant podcasting. But guys, if you know which class it is, please let Mike know. We'll obviously do a debrief after that, and you can let us know what how that went on.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'll be doing a lot more because... As people know now, like I like an all drink, and the reason I didn't do two in Carlejo was because it was on a 7:30, and I'd be fucked if you're taking my holiday time. That I'm like, I didn't drink till fucking about 9 o'clock that night or 9:30. Like, I mean, something has to be said for that. Like, I want my fucking medal for that. Like, at least, do you know what I mean? So this time I'll be able to get up in the morning, tear off, do a bit of jiu-jitsu, and then do whatever else for the rest of the day. And then I'm thinking, probably not going to be as boozy every day. So like, I'll be able to do maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or something like that.
I always loved the morning and lunchtime sessions when I was travelling. Like, for the same reason, it just doesn't...
You have the rest of the day to get on with it.
If you want to go somewhere, like, you know, if you've got this gym set up, you've got to make sure that you get... Like we've always said, you've got to get there on time and all of that. Mm. So, like, you don't really want to do too much before it. Like, especially if you're, like, you know, like, backpacking somewhere or travelling. You don't want to, like, pop out and go and see a site or something, like, you know... I don't know, if I can go to a museum, what do backpackers do? Go, like, things that other than drinking is what I'm saying, like, because you'll be worried, like, if you get caught up, you'll miss the session, and, like, it does take a big chunk out of your day, so it's nice to have those as morning and lunchtime options. So you're going to be throwing a few hungover sessions in.
We'll see how it goes. When I'm on holiday, the sun, I can get up fairly easy the next day. If it's out till 6 o'clock in the morning, I can generally get up fairly handy. But now, getting up after that feed a drink and doing jiu-jitsu is a completely different thing. But maybe something funny might happen. I don't know. We can go from there. But
yeah, we were.
I was just thinking about the way we were talking about gyms and stuff like that at the Surrey Open and stuff. If you were going to open a gym, right?
Yeah.
The reason this came through my mind, I don't know, did I say it to you? But I remember thinking about it. I was walking up to Broad Street, and there was a big open shop window there, and I was like, that could be a fucking jiu-jitsu gym. And I was like, what would I call a gym if I had it? And I goes, do you know what I'd do? I'd open it up, right? I'd call it Open Mat, and I'd have no instructors, and it would just be Open Mat.
Yeah.
And you could just come and roll and do whatever you wanted. And then if instructors or people wanted to come there and teach, or if they wanted to work on bits, and I know it's a bit shit, but it's like you wouldn't be able to charge like the top end. I'm saying
that's kind of what Rich does with his PT thing.
Oh, is it?
Like I'm pretty sure.
Shout out Richie PTU.
Yeah, he will. He will correct me. I think he still listens fairly regularly, so correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm pretty sure that's what. Their kind of business is they've got a space with all the equipment.
That's where Zach does his training or his videos, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that PTs can use as well to coach people. Yeah, since we've got to plug the Zach's previous Smart episodes, Oculus. The ones which have got more direction than this one. I'm pretty sure that's part of his business model, if not not it entirely, but they have the space where he doesn't actually. I don't think he has that many clients. I think he's got a few himself now, but it's not they don't.
Right.
Run it as a gym facility. It's more space that PTs can use to run sessions. But that's a cool idea, mate. I don't know if jiu-jitsu's got quite the... Or grappling has got quite the...
Traffic to send through
traffic
or something
in
like
the
that.
UK at the moment to do that. I think there's certain parts of America where that could actually be a viable option. Mm. And I think maybe there's certain parts of Brazil where the overheads would be low enough that would be a viable option. But then, as we know, the term crianche comes from Brazil. They're quite... loyal to their clubs, so
that's fair. Well, it wouldn't be actually a club, I suppose, because you're not getting taught there. But it's just like.
But if you were there training with people from other clubs, that would cause some politicking.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a nice idea, Mike. When are you opening it?
No. But
when are you telling Dom?
He's like, fuck off. He's saying, open your gym, Michael. Yeah. I don't care. Come back when you're broke.
Yeah.
But if you were going to open a gym, have you ever thought of a name or anything like that?
No, to be honest, I haven't. I think that the idea is so far away I think I definitely would shy away from using anything to do with my name. I think I like the idea of, if you're creating a brand, I think you want it to have the potential to be a legacy brand, right? Where can go on for generations and you can it doesn't necessarily need to be handed down within your family, but then the name of the brand can hang around. But let's say it's fucking Ken Kenyon Jiu-Jitsu, and then at some point you're going to be working, hopefully you're going to be working with a student or students that are better than you.
Yeah.
And then at some point they're probably going to want to branch off and open their own gyms. They're definitely...
Don't want to.
They're definitely not going to want to open a Ken Kenyon Jiu-Jitsu if it's their name. But
Carlton Gracie would beg to differ.
But yeah, and I mean that's the one exception that proves the rule, though, isn't it? But if you look at what he did
in Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, that's kind of why Alliance became the Alliance team, because it was four different Jiu-Jitsu teams that were formed under one name.
And made an alliance.
And then eventually that kind of spun off and made some of the teams like Checkmate and things like that. Okay. But the kind of ethos there was you can have a better kind of team under a brand. And you look at Gracie Baja, Alliance, that's probably two of the biggest franchise models in the sport. I know Alliance isn't really big in Europe at all because they've got shit outreach outside of the Americas, but in Brazil and North America, it's one of the bigger ones.
Okay.
And then Atos and things like that, I don't have an answer, but it's actually quite an interesting idea. But yeah, definitely I think go with I understand why people do the name. They want to know because that's a real legacy, right?
Yeah, your own name passed down through.
The people, there's lots of people that have done. I'm not, who am I to say? Roger Gracie, Enzo Gracie, all these academies that have got a franchise model that use the name. So I'm just saying, you know, personally with anything, if I was to open a shop, right, let's not make this about jiu-jitsu, essentially, because I think...
When you were going to open your chippers.
Probably, yeah, exactly.
Your chipper, sorry.
Lord of the Fries.
That's fucking brilliant.
That's what I mean. I wouldn't want to keep my name necessarily associated with it, because you'd like to hope that it could grow beyond you as an individual.
Yeah, it was just one of the mad thoughts I had.
Jiu-Jitsu library coming to Reading soon under Mark's
No. Just one of the mad passing that flaunting ideas. I mean, I wouldn't, as I said. Any spare time I have, it's going to be in Matt House, like, you know what I mean? Or getting my jiu-jitsu better, or not in some fucking place I've opened up myself. I'm not that fucking, as mad as I am in the head, I'm not that fucking crazy. Like.
Yeah, I have a few wild ideas, but yeah. I'm not completely deluded just yet.
to follow them.
Just yet, no.
Do you know what the worst part about all this is? Like, I'm staring at that screen because I'm still, you know, I still had faith, like, that the Skype call might ring during this podcast episode and we'd go, oh yeah,
it's the call, but unfortunately, it's not the case.
Yeah.
So sure, should we wrap it?
I'm just happy to wrap it because the disappointment of me losing, and I'm still carrying that with me.
Yeah,
I actually feel disappointment. I feel like I've disappointed the gym. I don't know, do you ever feel like that when you lose a match?
Yeah, massively.
Like, that's how I feel, like, currently.
Yeah. Obviously, like, you want to, you know, one of the best things about having the gang at Fleet was the fact we were able to place decently on, and yeah, we're not going to get into the points thing that you brought up last time, but we managed to place decently on the team table, and it was like, you know, it was nice to be able to do that for the team. It's nice to be able to bring medals back You know, you're effectively representing the
club, like.
The club's jiu-jitsu when you're afield.
That's, but, that's what I feel like, yeah. I feel like I've just fucking, you know.
But you shouldn't, because you're not.
Yeah,
you're
I
just,
know.
You're just doing it for you. Like, saying all of this because I empathise with it, because I feel it. But in reality, you know, as I keep saying, bruv, it's meant to be fun. And, you know, you're still keen to compete again, aren't you?
Yeah,
I know. That's why I went.
Lights a bit of a fire.
That's one of the things I wanted to ask, because, like, you know, I always ask at comps, like, oh, you're thinking about competing, or do you want to compete? And like I said, the poll, everyone was like, yeah, I want to compete. Like, no one has answered no in that poll.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but it was quite refreshing to actually hear someone at the competition say, like, you know what, like, maybe one day, but this, I don't know if this is for me, because they were like, you know, when I saw someone just going down to go weigh in before going into the bullpen, I was getting nervous, so I can't imagine how I'd feel doing that. Yeah. And, like, you know, I was think I was I saying to you, or I might have been saying to him, like, one of the coaches is fucking brilliant. Like, he's a black belt now, but a really, really tough role. The old place I trained up north, SPG Shropshire, that I've mentioned probably a million times now. But he said, like, he competed a bit, I think, at Blue or at Purple, and just realised it wasn't for him, you know. You know, he's someone like with family that doesn't want to take time out at the weekends and dedicate it to that.
Mm.
You know, maybe the anxiety around it it isn't for everyone. So, you know, although people might want to compete, I think it's always good to give it a go at least once just to see. But if it ain't for you,
yeah, I mean, do you, king or queen, you know?
It's got to be fun, man. It's got to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're doing it, isn't it?
Exactly. So, before we go off and lick our wounds from the rejection of Joseph Mogg, that's the name of the fucking episode.
Rejection
from
Joseph.
The rejection of Joseph Mogg. before we go and lick the wounds, proverbial only, where do people get at us if they want to?
Yeah, so it's DJ and BJJ pod on everything. If you could follow... Like, follow, share and subscribe. So, like, on Spotify, click the follow button, rate the 5 stars if you think we're 5 stars. If you don't think we're worth 5 stars, please don't rate it. Always code DGEN10 at XMarshall. You can click the link in bio, everything is there. You don't have to listen to every episode individually and straight through, like, but if you do, you'll have a better picture of what's going on, because things... So, like,
no, that took ages if I just listened to all of them.
Yes, well.
So listen to them when don't binge listen to them. Just listen to them now and again, but go through all of them.
No, what I'm saying is, like, you can listen to them, like, you could listen to episode 17, 14, 12, whatever. But if you do listen to them in more
chronologically,
yeah, it will make more sense.
I thought you were like, don't binge them, guys.
No, no, binge everything and listen to them 3 and 4 times, please. Yeah, yeah.
But on different devices if you can too. Yeah.
And tell your nan and share it to everyone. But no, in all seriousness, guys, we really do appreciate it. Like, it's 20 episodes. That's 20 weeks. Like, I mean, we really do appreciate it. And, you know, it's good to know. And just thanks very much.
Yeah, like, you know, obviously, this episode perhaps wasn't the calibre that we usually like to put out. Because most of the prep that we put in, we do, believe it or not, put in a little bit of prep for these.
Ken does, I don't.
it was into the interview side of it.
Same as competitions. It's actually a reflection of a BJJ competition side. That's why I lost.
The way you do jiu-jitsu is the way you do life, mate. That's one of those, cliche bullshit quotes for you.
Can we wrap this up and put it on fucking board?
So we got, hopefully Paddy coming on next week, talk about fucking like his perspective on training for sports and
why he broke Ken's heart and left Matt
house. I'm going to just needle him about the heartbreak situation. Please guys, do keep stuff coming in the chat, suggestions of things you want to hear less of, just some abuse, some Kabir, keep those fancy llama rash guards coming. Seem to be some conversation popping up around those, but we appreciate everyone as always. Much love and play it to your nan.
See you guys.